Well, hello there, bad boy. Those are some very interesting texts you found tonight, aren't they? Femdom, sadism, degradation, humiliation, blackmail. Aren't you just a dirty fucking boy, hmm? There's nothing you enjoy more than hearing the commanding voice of a beautiful, dominant woman. You crave for her to tell you just how disgusting you are. How worthless you are. That you're nothing but a filthy little plaything. My filthy little plaything. My pet. My pathetic little fuck toy. My pain slut. Yes, I know your type. I know exactly what it takes to slide my way inside your mind. To pull your strings so you dance to my tune. To make you mine. But this isn't just any old femdom file on any old GWA account. Oh no. You see, I've been watching you, dear listener. I've been watching you for weeks. I've been watching you since I first laid eyes on you, while you were sat in your little, unassuming local coffee shop. You were relaxing, sipping your drink, browsing mindlessly on your phone, connected to the unsecured Wi-Fi network that every coffee shop has. And that's where I hacked you. At first, you were just a simple target for me. Nothing remarkable. An easy mark. I break into your phone, I drain your bank account, I sell your identity onto my associates, and I disappear. It all happens like that. In the blink of an eye. Just, oh, so easy. But something about you intrigued me. Now we both know it wasn't your looks. There's nothing to write home about there, after all, but I found myself lazily leafing through your browser history. Which, let's be honest, was a lot of fun. What's that you tell yourself? That you use incognito mode so there's nothing embarrassing I could find? It's adorable how naive you are. Your poor little boy brain really is empty, isn't it? I'm such a mindless fucking slut. No, incognito mode won't help you. It merely delayed me for a moment, but I quickly found the path to all your secrets. That path then took me through your favourite porn sites, littered with dominant, sadistic women, all having their wicked way with their pathetic little playthings. And if that wasn't fun enough, from there, it would lead me to your Reddit account. No, baby. Not the Safer Work account where you discuss video games and movies and sports with millions of other dorks and losers. It took me to this Reddit account. The place where you explore your dirtiest, kinkiest fantasies. In private. Or so you thought. Nothing is private when you're as gifted as me. No secret is safe. Especially all the filthy ones you guard so closely. Now, so you've been sharing them with me, and I can share them with whoever's number I come across in your contacts, with whatever email address I find in your account. Maybe I want to share them with your boss. Maybe with the little old lady that you greet cheerfully on the way to work. Maybe with that stunning woman you're so painfully shy around. Maybe I'm that stunning woman you're so painfully shy around. Now there's a thought to race around that empty brain of yours. Oh, don't you look all scared all of a sudden? Poor baby boy. Yes, you look scared. That word was chosen deliberately, because I can see you. Oh, honey, don't think stopping the audio will help. You aren't listening to an audio. Yes, it's playing in the background, but I silenced it. I'm talking to you directly through your headphones. I just happened to start talking as soon as you press play. I don't think you can ever just get rid of your phone. I said I've been following you for weeks. I'm in everything. Your computer, your tablet. Fuck, I even hacked your smart speaker just because I can. Anything you own with an internet connection is under my control. Poor baby. I guess you're starting to understand the situation you find yourself in here, but if you're not entirely sure, let me spell it out for you. Not only are you utterly fucked, utterly at my mercy, with no chance to escape, but you are mine. Tell your friends or family, I take everything. Tell the authorities, I take everything and I leak everything to everybody. The only thing you can do is play my game, dance to my tune. Total and utter submission and obedience is your only option here. The expression on your face is delicious. Confusion, fear, and here's the most fucked up thing of all. Excitement. Yes, you're clearly even more of a pervert than I am. Because despite your confusion, despite your fear, despite the danger that you know you are in, that desperate cock of yours is twitching while I taunt and degrade you. Isn't it, slut? So now, I know you have two questions for me. Who am I and what do I want? The first of those I will get to, but it won't be today. No, why would I spoil all the fun I can have with you? And the second, I want to be entertained. The longer you can entertain me, the less likely I am to rob you. You see, it's a situation where I'm going to be happy either way. But you either get used and degraded, or you lose everything. It's a very simple fucking choice, isn't it? Say yes. Better yet, say yes, mistress. Good boy. Or should I say bad boy? That desperate cock is dying for attention, isn't it? So now you're going to do what I've watched you do oh so many times this past few weeks. You're going to play with yourself. You're going to play with yourself while I taunt, degrade, humiliate, and record you. So come on, get to it. Oh, so obedient. So wonderfully obedient. But here's the thing, slut. You're to take yourself right to the edge, but you will not come. You don't have my permission to come, and you won't have my permission before we meet in person. And only I will decide when that will happen. Until then, you are to edge and deny. Edge and deny. And if you come without permission, there will be consequences. Oh yes, I caught that quickening of your breath. Keep stroking, fucktoy. Keep a nice, steady pace. You're so twisted, so perverted. You're on the brink of losing everything to me. And yet that cock is absolutely throbbing. Keep stroking, slut. Up, down, up, down. So needy, so very fucking needy. You're just so fucking disgusting. But you make quite the star of this homemade video. And now you're whimpering. whimpering because you're already getting close. So close because being my puppet turns you on. You're so fucking weak. So fucking pathetic. Keep stroking. Up, down, up, down. I can tell just by watching you that you're getting close to that edge. Now cling on tightly and ride it. Yes, so desperate for release, but there will be no relief for you. Ride that edge. Oh, I know. Just a few more strokes and you'd explode. But Mistress said no. And Mistress will keep saying no. Tomorrow, the answer will be no. Next week, the answer will be no. Next month, the answer will be no. But you'll keep riding that edge, desperately hoping I'll change my mind. Now, let go of that hard, leaking cock. Oh, poor baby. Even after everything I told you, there was that tiny part of you that thought I'd relent, wasn't there? No, honey, there's no release for you. And don't even think about touching yourself again tonight. That cock is no longer yours. It is mine. Now, in just a moment, you're going to go to sleep. And you'll need your rest because in the next few days, I'll be talking to you again. It might be tomorrow. It might be the next day. It might be 6 a.m. It might be 11 p.m. You might be in bed. You might be driving. You might be at work. That's for me to know and you to find out. But when I do, you're going to edge yourself again. Only this time, you'll be edging yourself while I get myself off in your ears. Blissful pleasure for me. Pitiful denial, frustration, and disappointment for you. Exactly as I want it to be. Yes, I can see the realization dawning on you. I'm going to drive you completely out of your mind. And there's absolutely nothing you can do to stop me. It sure sucks to be you, doesn't it? And when I'm satisfied I have thoroughly broken you, only then will I start talking to you about meeting in person. About how you can find a sense of normality again. But until that time, just remember this. I own you. Lights off now, slut. It's time to get some rest. You've got an exhausting, frustrating, desperate few days ahead of you. And you're going to need to be at your absolute best to keep me entertained. Otherwise, who knows what might happen to your bank account? Or to all the sordid secrets hidden deep inside your internet history. To your whole identity. Bye-bye, my little terrified plaything. I'll be seeing you very soon. Very very soon. Good boy. It's all over now. You did so well for me. Nothing to be scared about now. I promise I've got you. Good boy. It's all over now. Time to sleep. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Yes. Nothing to be scared about now, my helpless little fuck toy. Absolutely nothing at all. Ha 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 ha.